Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Riedel, Clinical Director of the U.S. HAEA Angioedema Center at the University of California, San Diego. I'll be presenting here data from a post-hoc analysis of the RAPID-E1 trial of the orally administered antagonist of the bradykinin B2 receptor, deucrictibant immediate-release capsule, focusing on the end of progression, or EOP, of HAE attacks clinical manifestations. End of progression is a patient and clinically relevant outcome in the treatment of HAE attacks because it's reported to be the initial evidence that an attack is evolving towards relief and resolution and the first event documenting treatment response. The 2020 guidelines of the U.S. HAEA Medical Advisory Board state that ending the progression of swelling is key to reduce morbidity associated with HAE attacks and to prevent disruption to HAE patients' lives. A recent consensus study recommends EOP as a key outcome to be assessed in studies of HAE on-demand treatments. Deucrictibant is an orally administered antagonist of the bradykinin B2 receptor, currently under investigation for on-demand as well as for prophylactic treatment of HAE attacks. RAPID-E1 was a phase 2 trial of deucrictibant IR capsule for on-demand treatment of attacks in HAE types 1 or 2. The crossover study design is visualized in Figure 1. Previous analyses of RAPID-E1 showed that deucrictibant IR capsule reduced time to onset of symptom relief and to attack resolution of HAE attacks, as well as reduced the use of rescue medication. In this post-hoc analysis of the RAPID-E1 trial, time to end of progression was defined as the earliest post-treatment time point with the highest visual analog scale 3, or VAS3, score with no use of rescue medication through 24 hours. This analysis included 147 qualifying HAE attacks treated by 62 patients using placebo or deucrictibant IR capsule at one of three doses of 10, 20, or 30 milligrams. As shown in Table 1, end of progression of HAE attacks was achieved at a median time of 25 to 26 minutes for attacks treated with all of the three doses of deucrictibant capsule, versus 20 hours in attacks treated with placebo. These results are also visualized in Figure 2, where the Kaplan-Meier plot of the percentage of HAE attacks achieving end of progression over time shows that approximately 75% of the attacks treated with deucrictibant 20 and 30 milligrams achieved end of progression mostly around 30 minutes, and in any case, within 1 hour from treatment. Within 24 hours, between 78.4% and 93.5% of the attacks treated with deucrictibant capsule achieved end of progression versus 29.4% of those treated with placebo, as shown in the last figure. In conclusion, the data from this post-hoc analysis of RAPID-E1 shows that deucrictibant IR capsule reduced the time to achieve end of progression of the clinical manifestations of HAE attacks. These results are consistent with other analyses providing evidence of early onset of effects of deucrictibant capsule in treatment of HAE attacks. I'd like to thank the co-authors and all fellow study investigators, as well as the ACAAI, for the opportunity to present these data. Thank you.